Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking risk management with Jerry Donnell from the Noble Foundation after this. Make your plans to be a part of Express Ranch's annual spring bull sale coming up Friday, March 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 562 bulls will sell starting at 10 a.m. that day. At Express, they constantly are striving to build a better product by using technology with common sense to supply you, the customer, with the best bulls that they can produce. For more information about this year's spring bull sale, call them 800-664-3977 or go to their website, expressranches.com. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, March 7th.
The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City is offering an impressive lineup of speakers for Surviving the Elements, Land and Water Issues of the West. This series is set for 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each Friday in March. Thanks to a grant from the Coca-Cola Foundation, the sessions will be top shelf. The fee is only $10 for lunch. For details and to register, visit survivingtheelements.org. That's survivingtheelements.org. It's Surviving the Elements at the National Cowboy Museum each Friday in March.
We're talking with Jerry Donnell from the Noble Foundation. Jerry, you work with producers as a consultant on some risk management issues and trying to help them with some of the financial decisions they have to make. Why does a producer really need to try to get their arms around this whole idea of risk management?
Producers need to really become more familiar with managing their risks just because of the amount of the value of these cattle that we have today and the increased feed prices, hay prices, all of those types of things go into their daily decisions. And it, even though they're doing the same type of things they may have been doing 20 years ago, we're at a completely different price structure than what we've ever been before.
These prices are high enough. I mean, in a lot of cases, a banker or lender will say, just kind of throw their hands up and say, it's too much money.
Absolutely. And so some ways to ease those bankers' fears of this large volatility in the cattle markets is to use some risk management, either trading futures and options, or if you're not extremely comfortable with that at this point, gaining some education in that area and perhaps trying to enter into some cash forward contracts or at least looking into some seasonal markets, seasonal patterns of those markets, and maybe some changes in the basis, the difference between futures and the cash in the futures market. And so they can use those ideas and to determine at what level or at what time they may want to do some pricing.
What sort of records do they need to be keeping to be able to accomplish what they need to do financially?
In order to do that, most of the folks we strongly recommend they calculate their cost of production to determine what their break-even price is so they truly know when to make a management decision and when to make a choice to do that.
You and Dan both alluded to a little website that K-State's put together, thebeefbasis.com. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. That is a great website, and it's wonderful for us to be able to use. So it is free to the public at beefbasis.com. Individuals, they basically choose where they're at in location and where they're going to sell. Oftentimes here in the state, we have choices between Oklahoma National, OKC West, and many of our other regional markets around the state. So they choose where they want to sell, what type of calf they're selling, whether or not it's a steer or a heifer, and then whether or not the size and quality of that animal, and then what time point in the future they want to sell. They basically click all those variables, choose when they want to sell them, and hit the run button, and it will tell them what they can expect for a cash price.
As you talk to a lot of these cooperators about this whole idea of trying to get more proactive in taking care of these risk management type decisions, are they receptive to it?
Sometimes. The thing we strongly, we come across some of the discouragement, or maybe discouragement's not the right word, a little resistance, is that most producers simply do not know where they're at in terms of their production and cost structure. And so that is the one thing we always encourage them to find out, and what helps them then be able to use some type of risk management or at least some type of pricing strategy.
And these, from Dr. Peel's perspective, prices aren't going to get cheaper anytime soon. So time is to start now, right?
Absolutely. He is talking that we are going to continue to see those record prices. And so now, if you haven't been used to using risk management, now is a perfect time to start.
Bottom line from Jerry Donnell, if you want to be successful in the ranching business, you got to employ some good risk management strategies. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.